new District 35 representative, welcome. Thank you for coming. You're welcome anytime. Thanks a lot. All right, now, maybe we should go to petitions, but first we should do the conflict of interest statement, huh? Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Anyone have any conflicts they want to discuss? Seeing none, we'll move to petitions. Item number 11.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, commission members, and Secretary Hepler.